Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and your Wayne Wink is your host, and Rebecca Miller is your host, and we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show. Christina, how are you?
Good. I am taking in this whole show. I mean, it's really been a whirlwind. You guys, all you,
a little crazy.
I think Otto is going to have a little something to worry about. The, you know, the three of you are really, you know, jiving really well. I don't want Otto, who's on his wayward. I want to give a shout out what Otto is doing in his golf tournament. He's golfing with his group of friends called the Wayward Boys, which is my favorite name in the entire world. So they are out in Greenpoint having their golfing and I believe their fishing trip. So he's out there, Otto, but we miss him, of course. But you guys are doing a fabulous show. It's great. And it's so much information. I'm sitting here with my pen and paper writing down all these dates and all this great information everyone's giving. So great job.
No.
Otto is irreplaceable.
Otto is a great guy. But one thing I do want to say, and I mean this very sincerely, and I'm not trying to make whatever that expression is, Wayne, and at times when I've had conversations or I'm in a group conversation, he reminds me of my partner, Peter. Wayne goes back and he can go back 10 years and say this happened and that, you know, his collective knowledge is not, I mean, I remember stuff, but not the details. Wayne is a detail person. Right. Honestly, sometimes I'm listening, I'm saying, my God, that's what happened? That's how it happened? Because I don't know the history of a lot of things that have gone on in this town.
There are times I do have the advantage that I'm the only one in the room who was in the room at the time when it happened. The history is what the authors make of it, right?
Oh, so now he's telling the truth. He's making this stuff up.
Yeah, prove me wrong, okay?
Right. He's in charge of all the historic documents in the
there
town.
You go.
So
that's
he's
right.
Got that at his fingertips.
So he goes back and rewrites
at my disposal.
Right. He types in what he wanted when he goes back.
Right, exactly. Right. He goes back to the office and he's like, and puts it back in, you know, the archives.
Yeah.
It's so great.
It's amazing.
Really is.
Just, because we need to try to do it. Christina, just give us the other two in June.
Oh, sure. The
Christina Liu show is supposed to, originally the Christina Liu show was a half hour of telling people what's going on around the town. Now it's gone to an hour with 30 seconds telling people what's going on.
it's like our personal life. We talk about our plans for the weekend, you know, what we're doing. It's like a little catch up, you know, but listen, we've all been in lockdown for a very long time. So this became our kind of therapy, but I've been quite busy scheduling the rest of the shows for June and July. July just finished up yesterday, but next week, I told you what's coming on June 18th. We actually have a repeat show because the town's closed that day for Juneteenth. But on June 25th, we have on Kathleen Ott, who is from the Administration for Community Living. She's been on a bunch of times. She's actually going to come on to discuss the Communities of Strength theme for Older Americans Month. That was just in May. But they're always doing great programs there. And I also have to mention that I think everyone should check out. I actually watched yesterday. Kathleen Ott had reached out to me because she was partnering with FEMA and wanted the town of North Hempstead to get involved in one of their webinars to talk about how everyone kind of dealt with COVID and what each organization was doing. There's a whole bunch of organizations, but she also wanted a senior. So, of course, Otto Loos presented on this webinar and Supervisor Bosworth also presented at it too. And it is available on our Project Independence website. You can go to items of interest and click right on the link because it really, it was a great presentation and there was a whole bunch of wonderful organizations. And of course, FEMA was doing great stuff too. So that is June 25th. You could check that out. And then July, we have a whole bunch of other great things that we'll be promoting as well. So it's jam packed. Where we got a lot of great, great guests coming up. So that is for the month of June. And then I will promote July as we get closer.
Wow.
Rebecca, I know you had mentioned earlier about Fun Day Monday is coming back in the flesh, you know, this year. last year we did kind of a fun North Hempstead TV thing. And John and I also had the privilege of being involved in interviewing all the different town board members as part of it. But this year, do you want to give us a little scoop back on what's going on at Funday Monday?
Sure, I'd love to. So like I was saying before, we didn't really think it was going to happen. And then as things started opening up, here we are. We're going to do four Funday Mondays, July 12th, July 26th, August 9th, and August 23rd. I have it embedded in my brain.
That was very impressive. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We're going to have live entertainment at each Funday Monday. We're holding July 12th for Nina Gordon and her band. And she's a big Project Independence supporter and also an entertainer. So we're waiting to hear back and confirming that. And on the second one on July 26th, we're going to have Simpatico. And Wayne, you may remember them because I think you came to, we had our last holiday party in 2019.
They were wonderful, yes.
Jazz band. Yes. And they were just wonderful. So they're going to do July 26th. And then August 9th is going to be Vic Vincent, who, you know, is a big part of the usual, our entertainment. And on a Salute to the Troops Day, which is going to be August 23rd, we thought it was important to have Elvis, in addition to other vocalists and strolling entertainers on that particular day. So Elvis will be in the house or in the park.
In the building.
In the building. We're going to have exercise every single Funday Monday. Funday Monday is open 10 to 12 for just 2 hours, but we're going to open up earlier for exercise. So at 9 a.m., because that's when it's a little cooler. And once you get to 10 a.m., if it's going to be a hot day, it's going to start. So we're going to be holding it on the basketball courts at North Hempstead Beach Park. We went and we measured, and there's a lot of room there. So for social distancing, also if people will be using a chair, we're going to have Zumba. And also with Margaret, who is our wonderful Zumba instructor, and every other week. And then Mike Mancini, who's also our fitness instructor, he'll be doing the fitness class. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to get a slower start and, a few less times. But, we're up and running, and I think it's going to be really, really nice. So, yeah, Funday Monday. Call 311 for any information. You don't have to reserve a spot or anything like that. And, we'd be happy to answer any questions. And I do have to give a shout out. I mean, we are Department of Services for the Aging and Project Independence, but Funday Monday has historically been, run by community services, and they do a really good job. I mean, they're there every Monday at 6 a.m., Dave making coffee, and Kimberly, I don't even think Kimberly sleeps the night before. She may even spend the whole night there. And the entire
I'm not sure
team.
Kimberly ever sleeps, actually.
No.
She's so energetic. So
Kimberly is the Commissioner of Community Services and also Services for the Aging. So they really do a phenomenal job of pulling together all the programs and the services that happen to make things happen. And also, one of the great things about the town is how all the departments work together, because of course we work with Parks, Town of North Hempstead staff. I mean, they're there at 6 a.m. helping us set up. So it takes a lot to get, pre-pandemic, we could have had, on a really busy day, 1,400 people. And so it takes a lot of staff to keep that going, restrooms available and the cafe going. So it's really wonderful how the town works together.
Now, Beck, is there transportation?
Yeah, so we'll be doing Funday Monday.
Is there transportation?
There is. We are working on that right now. Okay. It is kind of tricky because of the busing and transportation is still one of the places where you have to wear a mask.
Right.
Can people sit next to each other? If we have a bus that can hold 40, can 40 people actually come in the bus? And that's changing every day.
I know.
So we don't really know. So we are you know, definitely, you know, that's a big community services part of what they do. And I know Kimberly was at buses yesterday trying to figure out, you know, just planning ahead with the hopes that we can provide transportation and that, you know, the regulations will come down. That'll be a little easier for them to do it. But yeah, you can always call 311 and we're happy to provide whatever information we can.
No, people,
I gotta, add one thing to that if I could.
Sure.
I know it was just last week, I think, that we actually put out the press release saying the Fun Monday is back. And on Monday, Memorial Day, I had the good fortune of going to a number of different ceremonies. And one of them in Carle Place, there were three women in the auxiliary of the American Legion there. And they were lamenting what they were going to do this summer. And I said, you know, Fun Day Monday's coming back. And they, oh my God, they were so excited.
Oh, yay.
So happy that you let me make their day by informing them of it. But we're going to make sure that everybody knows, because it will really, I think, raise the spirits of a lot of people throughout the town to know that Fun Day Monday is a sign of getting back to normal as well.
True.
And the one thing I want to throw in, people have to be cognizant of the fact that the rules are changing, as you said, Rebecca. And we don't know. 3 weeks from now, I don't know what they're going to be saying. But they're getting less and less restrictive, which is a positive. So we're going in the right direction. Yeah. But
right.
We, as a town, have to respect whatever the state, as Wayne said earlier, whatever the state guidelines are.
Right.
We're going to have to adhere to them. We will adhere to them. And it's not a personal thing. It's what we have to do to take respect and safeguard our residents. And we'll keep it, you know, but it's crazy because every 2 days, it's a different rule. You really don't know. You wake up in the morning and say, what do I do today? You know,
I know. Right, we do the show every Friday, you know, and we're constantly having to, you know, update whatever the new thing is. But at least we have a place that we're able to do that. So, I mean,
and look, one of the other great things is the fact that our residents are sophisticated, they are educated, they're self-aware, and they're aware of their surroundings and their community. And so even with or without state and federal guidelines, people are looking out for each other in a way they haven't maybe ever, and certainly, you know, of late. But people are now not only looking out for themselves, they're looking out for each other. And so whatever the guidelines, if somebody shows up at Fun Day Monday and they're not comfortable not wearing a mask and they're going to wear a mask, that benefits them and it benefits everybody around them. So, you know, we are blessed to live in a community of people of all ages who are as concerned about each other as they are about themselves. And that really is a great thing. And we're going to see that, I know, on Fun Day Monday and at every one of the town events as we go forward, because plenty of people understand that our community is only as healthy as what they, you know, as what they're giving out. So they're getting back what they're giving out in so many ways.
Totally agree. Actually, we have to take another break. It's amazing how quick it goes, but nevertheless, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.